Hello, I'm Karen Webster, and welcome to Payments Topic TBD, a quick take on a topic that's both making news and newsworthy in the ever-changing field of play called payments and commerce. Today, I'm joined by Alex Holmes, CEO of MoneyGram. Hey, Alex, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So the topic TBD, drum roll please, is the great digital physical divide, clearly a topic that is in your wheelhouse. But let me set up the conversation that I'd like to have over the next couple of minutes. So MoneyGram obviously is a global company that's built a massive business accommodating a receiver's use of cash in many cases in their local markets, and the sender's desire to get money to those loved ones outside of their country. And in that case, obviously physical footprint is really important and often the only way in those developing economies that a receiver can get money, that the sender can get the money to the receiver in a form factor that they can use. It's also the physical footprint is very underestimated in terms of its importance in the money transmission business, something you and I have talked about quite a bit. And it remains important even in the age of digital money transmission. But what prompted my particular conversation today with you is a new book by a very esteemed Harvard University professor and former chair of the IMF, Ken Rogoff, entitled The Curse of Cash. Now, he's taken a pretty controversial position that all but advocates a ban on cash. Mostly his ban is on high denomination bills. His view is that cash makes it easier for the bad guys to do their business. I thought that was Bitcoin, but what do I know? But let's, for example, play this out. So Professor Rogoff, pretty influential guy. Let's say he manages to persuade the powers to be on a global stage to get behind his proposition, and overnight MoneyGram is suddenly thrust into a very different and mostly digital playing field. So your competitors are the digital guys like Zoom, TransferWise, and Remitly, who are only digital and started their life that way. So my question for you, Alex, is does starting digital give them a leg up in this new world, or is being omni-channel, multi-tender, and global your value proposition, your competitive advantage? Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great topic, and one of course of great interest to everyone in the payment space today, particularly those of us in the fintech space. I think that the world is changing quickly, and new technologies continue to pop up in a number of markets around the world that are creating differentiation for certain types of services. You know, for MoneyGram, we operate in over 200 countries and territories. All over the world, we have 350,000 physical agent locations, and it's a network that we're very proud of. We think the MoneyGram brand, means speed. It means trust, security to all of our consumers around the world, and we take great pride in that network, and we've done a lot to continue to enhance that to ensure that our service is available to the millions of customers who trust us each and every day and every year. I think when you look at the form factor for payments around the world, I mean, it goes without saying that the vast majority of all transactions globally today are still done in cash, despite, the increases in online payments and Visa, MasterCard-type transactions. Most payments are still small-dollar transactions, and most of those are still done in cash. And for us, that's great because we are very well positioned with our physical locations around the world, and we have the ability to accept cash into our system and put cash out of our system literally in 10 minutes from point A to point B all around the world. Now, that being said, as technology has changed and as things have evolved within our industry and around our industry, particularly if you think of mobile banking and these types of services, we've had to evolve our business as well because consumer demand has shifted in certain markets. And so we've invested very heavily in our online MoneyGram Money.com platform. We've invested in what we call account deposit services to allow customers to move money into bank accounts. And in fact, we now reach over 2 billion bank accounts today or mobile wallets. And that spans across about 27 countries. We also offer our service through kiosks, which allow people to take more control of the transaction at the point of sale and initiate those transfers, and also on the receive side, direct their transfers through kiosks. And then we're also innovating, our MoneyGram.com service to not just be a direct service for MoneyGram, but also something we call MTOS, which is Money Transfer as a Service, which allows us to really integrate our award-winning mobile and web experience, MoneyGram.com, into our partners' digital properties. And so it's a really exciting time for us, and we continue to make those investments and make the evolution. I think our goal and the direction we're going has been to get to, north of 15, maybe 20% of our money transfer revenue coming through what we call these self-service channels and by the year 2017. Now, with respect to directly the book, it is no doubt, when you think of the future and the vision, and, I don't think he's unique in coming out with the idea behind, the world would be, an amazingly different place if everything was done digitally. But I think you have to step back and you have to look at the realities of the world today. When you look at how most people live, certain countries, people living on literally dollars a day, there are more than 2 billion people around the world that are listed as either unbanked or underbanked. Millions, north of 250 million migrants, international migrants moving every day, or every year rather, cross-border, looking for opportunity for employment, looking for opportunity to better their lives and send money back to their loved ones in those countries where money is needed. And when I think about the utility of our service and the utility of the cash coming into the hands of those customers, many of them are looking for cash, and they're looking for cash quickly so that they can pay for life essentials. And whether that's food, water, whether that's rent for their property, or whether that's to pay for their children's education, it matters to them, and it matters to them that things get there and they get there securely, and that they have optionality once it arrives. So, for us, we think that an omni-channel and what we call a hybrid approach to money transfers is the right solution. We want to give customers the optionality. We want to give customers the choice. And we think we're putting all the right investments in place to ensure that we have the most robust and dynamic network on a go-forward basis.
Well, the professor is really looking at banning the high denomination currency. So I think since your business is small dollar, you might have dodged his bullet, even if he happened to be successful. But I think the point that's worth making is, everyone knows that mobile phones are obviously so widely available to just about everyone in the world that the assumption is, well, let's just do digital and move money digitally. That's one thing, which is what you're doing, obviously, whether or not someone is picking it up in cash or not. It really right. depends on how people need to transact in their local market, and that's where the physical footprint and the omni-channel approach seems to be obviously quite important, even if you are a very digital-oriented player in the space.
No, I think that's very true, and I think there's a fine line as well between the source of the payment or the receive of the transaction, and whether that is into a bank account or whether that is a cash distributed product. It's very different also then from the digital interaction with the customer. And I think that those are distinguishments that we're trying to make within our service. So we want to be able to, because of the rise of mobile and not just mobile money, but mobile technology and the outlet that people have through technology and through mobile phones, we want to talk to our consumers more directly. We want to let them know where their transactions are. We want to be able to reach out to them and let them know that money is available to them. And so we think the digital interaction side of the transaction is just as important as the form factor of the transaction itself. It's interesting. When I look at, for example, our business across Africa, we've made great strides in mobile And we think we're, you know, clearly one of the leaders in Africa. When I think of, you know, M-Pesa in Kenya or Vodacom in Tanzania, Econet in Zimbabwe, F&B in South Africa, these are, you know, progressive companies that we're partnering with, and we are sending money, you know, into those mobile wallets. When I look at, for example, our partnership in Qatar with Ooredoo, we're sending money from mobile wallets out of Qatar and sending that money back home. What's interesting about that is that in a lot of cases, we see customers on both ends of those transactions still looking, generally speaking, for cash somewhere along the way. And whether that's once it's received, they might go to an ATM and withdraw some cash, or whether that's, you know, they have a need for cash on the send side of the transaction. You know, it sits there and it continues to intermix. And so I think, you know, mobile money is driving financial inclusion. You see, you know, people without access to traditional bank accounts now have access to mobile wallets. But the utility of the mobile wallet, you know, can be made more effective by the interaction and the partnership with MoneyGram. And I don't think we're in a position today to really be directing consumers or telling consumers what they should be doing. We want to give them that optionality. And if, you know, if a younger individual in a country is more comfortable with money in their mobile wallet, it's entirely possible that someone from an older generation isn't, and they want to have that hard currency and the cash in their hand. And our job is to make sure that that can happen in as many countries as possible. And so that's why we continue to make the investments we're making and moving in that space. I think we compete extremely well in the digital space today. Clearly, we want to expand on our services. You know, we have account deposit into 27 countries. We'd like that to increase greatly in the next couple of years. We'd like to get our MoneyGram.com deployed in as many countries as possible so people have that optionality, and we're going to continue to focus on our kiosk technologies across the world so that customers have a better experience at the point of sale when they're interacting with us. But, you know, our intention is not to drive cash out of the system in any way. Our intention is to continue to facilitate cross-border payments and cross-border money transfers, and we do that very, very well.
Alex, how important is brand in a digital world? I know you and I have talked about this in the past, but your perspective on trust and brand and digital movement of money across borders. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I think trust is extremely important, and I think having a brand and representing yourself to customers and to our agent partners in a way that they know that they can trust MoneyGram to have consistency of service, consistency of delivery, and you know, people being able to rely on the service. It's interesting. One of the theories in Rogoff's book is obviously on the higher dollar transactions and the risk you know, associated with cash, but that's exactly why MoneyGram has been investing so much in all of our compliance systems and our compliance technologies. And it's interesting when you look at what we're doing and the requirements in the compliance world, we're being asked to know more about our customers. We're being asked to do more for those customers. And the investments we're making are all designed to ensure that we continue to have safer transactions, that the transactions for our customers are delivered to the right places. And whether that is in the form of, you know your customer at the point of sale, or whether that's online risk management, or whether that's ensuring that money is moving securely and on time, all those investments come together to ensure that the systems that we use and the way that we distribute our product is as secure as possible. And I think as technology has changed, as requirements in the compliance world have changed, you see a little bit of disruption in service, and that's unfortunate because as you put in new systems and new technologies, you can disrupt some customers accidentally when you're tuning your online risk management scoring. You know, you're trying to make sure that we're getting the bad players out and letting all the good transactions go through, and that's a delicate balance and something that we are going to continue investing and continue to improve. The better you can do with that, the more trust you can put out there, and the better, you know, our mission of making money transfers easier for everyone the more success we're going to have at that. And so it's very important to us that we continue to do that and make those investments.
So I guess last question in wrapping up. So I think we've established that digital physical isn't a divide as much as it is a blurring of the lines, just like it is in so many other aspects of the payments and commerce ecosystem. But there are a lot of things that are on, you know, everyone's agenda with respect to going digital, and you've outlined quite a few things that are on your to-do list. If you could identify kind of the top two or three digital initiatives that you're working on, how does that help move both the digital agenda forward while maintaining the importance of the physical footprint that I think we've established is also quite important?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I always hate narrowing things down to three because I like to list everything, you know, because we're doing so many great things as an organization. I think, you know, for me personally, I think there's really three things that stand out. I think one clearly is our MoneyGram.com and pushing that innovative, again, award-winning experience through our partners' web through what we call the MTOS system and the money transfer as a service. I think that is an extremely unique way to deliver our service and partner with, you know, banks and retailers and others around the world differently than we have in the past. I certainly think as well that the next evolution of our kiosk technology is extremely exciting, and that is something that we'll be talking much more about in the coming weeks and months. The way that customers will interact with us, that changing experience at the point of sale, we think that the kiosk, the staging experience there, is something that that we're going to rely on. And then the underlying thing is really the way that we want to talk and interact with our customers, not just when they're transacting at the point of sale, but the relaunch of our global loyalty, creating profiles for customers, allowing customers to really manage their remittances, linking the senders and the receivers together in a much more dynamic way than we have in the past is something that I'm very excited about. And so we call a lot of that, you know, our notifications and our interactions with the customer, both on the send side and the receive side, and really bringing them closer together and making it a more seamless transaction is something that we're very excited about, and we'll be rolling out many components of that in the coming months. And we really think it's going to allow customers to not only transact in a much more seamless and easier fashion with us, but it's going to put more control in their hands to decide what form factors and how they want to send and receive the transfers. And so for me, that's really exciting. And I have a few more, but I'll go ahead and hold those and say that those three, delivering those would be great. And we're very excited about it. I do want to, while I have the opportunity, just thank the entire team. We've been doing an incredible amount of work across the entire organization here. We are extremely focused on changing the customer experience that we have. We know we can improve it. We know it can be better. We're so excited about all the things we're putting in place. And so I thank the organization and certainly thank all of our customers and agents for their continued support. And, you know, we are going to have great success in the coming months and years, and we very much look forward to it.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of ongoing conversations to be had. I think your money transmission as a service concept, I'd love to dig in a little more detail with you at a later time. But I take your point that this is, you know, it's big stuff when you're in, you know, 200 countries connecting to 2 billion bank accounts, multi-tender in all of those countries. It's certainly a difficult undertaking. I want to thank you, Alex, for joining us today, and thank everyone who listened. I hope everyone has a great rest of the day and a good weekend. Thanks very much again, Alex.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye now.